This is KCUR 89.3. Information from the CDC shows that one out of every two adults in the U.S. suffers from a chronic illness like cancer or diabetes. So we've probably all given out a get-well balloon or a teddy bear at some point. But what do the chronically ill really need? KCUR's Andrea Tudhope finds that local patients and care providers are beginning to understand that question a little bit better.
So this is just my box of goodies.
This is a full box.
Yeah.
Becky Steiner is flipping through a large stack of cards and handwritten notes in her home in Liberty.
So really nice letters from a lot of people that I love dearly.
The box is full of gifts she received in 2013, back when she was going through chemotherapy. Steiner was 31 years old when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, married with two kids. Prior to her diagnosis, she only recalls a mild case of pneumonia and one of bronchitis. So she was healthy, working a full-time job and studying as a full-time graduate student. Getting diagnosed with cancer knocked her off her feet.
In a sense, I think a diagnosis of cancer is almost like a death because it's the death of what you thought your life might be or what your future might be.
The turnaround was fast. A month after she went in for a biopsy, she had a bilateral mastectomy. A month after that, she started chemo. She quickly found she needed more than get well cards. Because in all of this, Steiner was still a mother, still a full-time student, still working a full-time job. And chemotherapy made even the most basic things really difficult.
Foods taste different. So standing in the kitchen, smelling foods or cooking foods wasn't something that I was able to do during that time.
With each subsequent treatment, her immune system weakened, so her energy was depleted.
I have never been a person that has felt comfortable asking for help. It's really difficult to know who to ask or how to ask or what to ask.
Lucky for her, people just started to offer. Her kids' soccer league organized frozen meals that lasted weeks at a time. Some friends went to treatment with her. Others cleaned her house. Suddenly, Steiner was overwhelmed by the support, not the cancer.
It allowed me time to heal, and I think it also allowed us more time together as a family rather than my husband coming home from work and going straight to the kitchen to fix dinner. You know, we were all able to spend some time together and keep a sense of normalcy.
She says she never would have made it without that. There's a place in Kansas City that actually facilitates this kind of care. The services a chronically ill patient like Steiner may not know how to ask for, but desperately needs.
Doctors were really great about treating the physical symptoms and the diagnosis, but they were missing all of this stress and anxiety.
Lizzie Wright used to work in hospitals as a social worker.
People were fatigued. They were not working due to the treatment. You know, their entire lives were upended by this illness.
But when she came on board at Turning Point as program director, she saw something different. The Leawood-based care center offers open doors to chronically ill patients, survivors, and their supporters. Mod couches fill the various rooms and softly lit main space, where there's always a puzzle in process. Since its founding in 2001, Turning Point has served 80,000 people, with exercise and wellness classes and support groups, dozens a month, free of charge. Lizzie Wright says since they merged with the University of Kansas Hospital back in 2012, the reach has doubled.
I can see the impact every day here. More positive, more hopeful. Oftentimes, if they're doing exercise classes, you know, they're starting to regain that strength back. And I think that being around people who are going through something similar, there's something really powerful with that.
And the impact is measurable. Back in 2014, the KU Cancer Center conducted a study in stress. They found that after taking programs at Turning Point, patients experienced significantly decreased levels of distress, anxiety, and depression. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m., a sizable group fills the body movement room for Tai Chi for the heart.
Typically start off with a short meditation, then we go through some warm-ups, and then we go through Tai Chi movements.
Al Husser has diabetes. He's also supporting a wife with multiple sclerosis. He's been coming to this class every week for 5 years. Jo Lynn Sloan comes often too. She started coming to Turning Point to support her husband, who's living with heart failure.
I thought it would be better if I did it with him, so I would have an idea, you know.
But she liked it so much, she kept coming back, also for herself.
So as always, with the feet flat on the floor, eyes closed easily and naturally, and the tip of the tongue lightly touching the gums there behind the top two front teeth.
There's intense concentration as the group starts meditating. The collective breath is heavy, You can almost hear them releasing their angst into the safety of the open room. In the middle of the class, they take a quick break. One woman says, during the meditation, for the first time, she saw color from closed eyes. The smiling room nods in quiet, peaceful agreement. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.
For a complete listing, you can go to our website. There's a link there. Go to kcur.org and get the latest information on school closures in and around the metro.